For over a year following Andrew's death, I showed up and performed and executed perfectly. I handled that horrible year and the next few months so well that I'd begun to think the worst was behind me. And then I got the note. I'd left the office on my lunch, dashing to the Nordstrom at the Scottsdale Fashion Square for a pair of shoes for Dad. He has a birthday coming up in late June, and I'm hoping to see him Memorial Day weekend. I'd meant to go north for Easter, but Dr. Morris took time off and I was needed. Dad was fine with it, but I think he'd appreciate a new pair of Clarks, even if he doesn't do as much walking in his retirement home. I'd zipped into the shopping mall, made the purchase, and was hurrying back to my car, pleased that I'd still have time for a quick bite of lunch at the office before my first afternoon appointment, when I noticed the scrap of paper on my windshield, pinned to the glass by the windshield wiper. I tugged on the paper, sliding it free and reading the blue scrawl. "Learn to park, asshole." Dumbfounded, I set the paper shopping bag at my feet and flipped the note over. The back was blank, and I read the scribble of blue ink again. "Learn to park, asshole." Asshole had been underlined. The A was huge. The two S's looked almost like Z's. For a moment, I thought it was a joke or a mistake. And then I was hit by a wave of nausea. It wasn't a joke. It was just a mean note. Sickened, I crumpled it up and shoved it into my purse. I don't know why I put it in my purse, but I was suddenly and deeply ashamed. My car was on the white line, on the passenger side. Normally, I park exactly between the painted lines, but when I pulled in, the car on my left was a little bit over, and so I parked and dashed into the store. Driving back to the office, I mentally reviewed my parking job. I was on the line. I probably was parked too close to the car on my right, but I wasn't over the line. And the car on my left was crowding me. My car isn't a big car. It's not as if I drive a big SUV. I slid out of my driver's side without dinging the car next to me. Maybe I shouldn't have parked there. Maybe I should have kept looking for a spot. I'm still obsessing, rationalizing my choices as I reach the office. I can't let it go. I don't know why I have to defend myself. The person who wrote the note was rude. It was a rude note by a rude person. Let it go.